You are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Let us proceed with the second half of our audience and the observational tower with Jan and Nicola of Montreal post-punk band Blue Nui. Recorded during Kazoo Fest 2019 this past April, we are continuing our discussion through Blue Nui's new album through Michelle Records, Le Jardin des Mémoires.
Next is Le Ruban Magnétique,
yes.
The magnetic tape.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of self-explanatory. It's about a magnetic tape.
Yeah.
Which you said that the album was recorded on.
Yeah.
So, or what is the song, or what are you saying on the song about the magnetic tape?
I compare life to the magnetic tape, like it's coming back and forth. It's always the same thing, but it with times it has a lot of dust, so the thing gets a bit stuck and sloppy and
or like static
sound and it's like I'm repeating the same mistakes and it always come back from different relationship. That's pretty much what I'm saying, and also very repetitive pattern lyrics. It's really important for us, the repetition.
So it's like, I guess the repetition is also like you're trying to state like a point, and you want your audiences to really take that in.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
If we're talking about vinyl, I think probably the end of the first side would be Confusion.
Yeah.
And that
instrumental track.
Jack, and how is I guess it's now we have to go into like sonically and the textures. How do you guys audibly embody Confusion?
It's like very Twin Peaks David Lynch kind of sounding, and it's ça annonce le dans le fond la face B, comment dire.
Yeah, it's opening the way to the B side.
Get prepared for the side.
Like
B.
Fade in, fade out.
Yeah.
And then the B side just like bow. It's like it's drastic, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a fade out and then. To this other world.
So you turn
the dark world, side.
Yeah. And you want to get out because it's too dark. So that's why when you buy the record, you have the stairs, and then when you flip it, you have the exit door behind.
Huh.
So this is all well think, mm-hmm. because when you listen to face to the first side, you're happy because there is some more up tempo track,
yeah, that's like right,
very fast, and then you go to something very dark and shut the lights down because it's gonna get darker.
Dark and ominous, and
yeah.
Might get lost in there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so I guess the side two starts with feminine, masculine.
Yeah.
And I guess this is the first single that came out
a while
last,
ago.
Would it be October?
No, it was May.
Yeah.
May 18.
But it was not at that point that we weren't sure, like,
yeah,
if it was a single or. We just had to put something out there.
So, yeah, yeah, to announce our signature with Michel Records. And I did all the track at home, all by myself. And then we, our friend Miguel just mixed and we mastered the track. And then we decided to put it on this record, Le Jardin des Mémoires. And Julien did a big remix.
Yeah, yeah, it's it way different than the first version.
I don't know if you can remember the other version, but it's very different. He had like a huge kick, a huge drum. The synth is really razor sharp sounding.
I don't recall hearing two versions of it.
Yeah.
I guess the one I heard was the one that was put on Bandcamp,
mm-hmm.
because, again, with my music blog writing, I wrote something on Ride the Tempo for that. And that, I guess that...
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see everything that anyone share on their Facebook, but sometimes it's just, I don't know. I can't remember every year, but, no, but I remember this one because we like a lot of Ride the Tempo.
Yeah,
they shared a lot of our music and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for, I guess you're welcome. And thank you. Based on the title, like feminine and masculine is, I guess, polar opposites.
Yeah,
and that's what. Is that what you deal with in the song?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a story about a man who's kind of violent with a woman, but I don't say it directly. Mm-hmm. It's like I can translate it. Her name's Her name ends with a point.
Like, yeah, and it's about like an aggression.
Yeah. Okay, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a story of a girl and a boy. And the boy is violent. But it's not like directly.
Yeah, it's a critique, I guess, to the, you know, how do you say, like toxic masculinity. You know?
Yeah.
It's a critique against that and the binary. And,
That yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's a recent like issue.
Yeah, of course. But I think you know, you have to be creative with the your understanding of the lyrics, because it's like, but like the first verse is on the perspective of the
women.
The women.
Yeah.
And second is on the perspective of the man. Yeah.
And the man is like, he's not seeing what he's doing to the girl. And the girl is like, oh, I'm not going to say anything because whatever the reason is.
Yeah, it's really about toxic masculinity.
But it's not it's not a true, I mean,
it's not a true story. I was gonna ask that.
No, I didn't live that directly, but I guess this is something that happens a lot these days, and yep.
And it's something that we like to really bring out and like, yeah, talk about it. It's like a, I guess a conversation starter, or yeah, something to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We're not like super political, I think, but
no.
you can do a reading of it like in a political way, I guess.
Yeah.
On the side, on the second side is Concentration, mm-hmm. which is the, I mentioned before, what I got the sense of the new wave-esque mm-hmm. Textures and arrangement that you guys provide.
Yeah.
And what is this song about?
It's like I don't want to grow old. I don't want to take the adult life seriously. And I don't want to look old. That's pretty much it.
Like, so it's more like you're, I guess it's focusing, or you're thinking too much of growing old, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a fixation.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like fear of aging.
Yeah. Straight and up. It creates anxiety.
The next on the album, which actually I really love this track, the Le Savagir.
Yeah.
I think it's the savagery.
Yeah.
And you have a guest vocalist on this track, Julien Gasque.
Yes.
Who is he?
He's a French artist, and he has been playing with a band called Stereolab, which is a big,
like, they're well known.
Yeah. In the 90s. And he's a genius. He's a genius. He likes music, but he is music also.
Oh, he embodies?
Yes. He's like, he came to the studio and just write like 10 pages of lyrics.
Yeah, it's a nice collab.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did he use all those lyrics?
No. We cut it down to like 3 pages.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I guess you would have loved to have it all though.
Yeah, but it would be like a 20 minutes track for sure. Yeah. But we did a long track, like, I guess 4 to 5 minutes, kind of good track for what it is.
Yeah, I really like this one because it's more like hard rock, I guess, and like chugging and and I do like Julian's spoken word across it, and it does actually feel like you're like spiraling into the darkness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the same same vibe as you.
Yeah, and is that kind of what the song is about?
It's more like
a short story. Like, I don't know what the main topic would be, but...
He's going some places. Je sais pas comment dire le cœur. It's like a huge delirium track that he wrote.
Exactly.
It's like it's going everywhere.
Like scattered brain, and it's also, I guess, nonsensical in a sense.
Yes. No, Julien is really like.
He has something that's really say in his words.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's talking about like the end of the world. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. And then after that, there's a Boule de Cristal, which is crystal ball.
Yeah.
I also love this track. Mm-hmm. I guess what a crystal ball is like seeing the future.
Exactly.
And that's what you're, I guess, thinking about yourself and what you want to, what the future holds.
Yeah, exactly. And all that equals anxiety for sure.
Well, that must be, so that's, I guess, the main thing, anxiety.
Yep.
Guys, experienced anxiety for yourself?
Yeah, a lot. I stopped smoking and then it disappeared, but I had a lot of bad experiences with the anxiety for sure.
Mm.
Middle of the night, a lot.
Yeah, so I guess this album is really, I guess, personal for you guys, and it must really mean a lot.
Yeah. This is like a big part of me going out to the world. Because I'm the only one writing the lyrics, so it's it's a personal record. And,
I didn't ask that question before. Like, how do you guys compose the tracks or all your music? So is it mainly you who does?
Yeah, mainly I do everything at home, and then Nick comes by and add a lot of the guitar and the structural aspect, which I'm not very good at. I'm more of a spontaneous creative guy.
Doing improv?
Yeah, a lot. It's like, I know what I want and I have to do it under 30 minutes. So every track is like, I made it in 30 or 60 minutes.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, I need to record something, I have it in my mind, so boom, on the computer. And then Nick is like, oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, that's not good. No, he's great. He's
a good, like, positive criticism partner, I guess.
Yeah,
I think we have the same, man.
same influence, yeah, same yeah. ideas. So,
no, yeah, exactly. There's no fights.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good to hear. And then I guess ending the track is, I guess, part of the returning to the light. Yeah. I guess le dernier mouvement.
Yeah,
which is the last movement,
mm-hmm.
and that's instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to recall. Does it start with a darker texture and then, I guess, translates back into brightness?
It starts with like super synthy sounding, and then drum machine, big bass,
mm-hmm.
and it just concludes the album, and it's a calming track, I think.
Yeah, for it's me. Like a landing.
That's the way I wanted it, and this is where I wanted to be on the album.
It's almost like a soft landing, or maybe yeah. also an ascent from the,
exactly.
I guess the world, the subterranean world.
Yeah.
That you guys have, and yeah, then yeah. I guess it'll cycle through again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to it, and you're feeling the vibe of the album, because it's not a long album. It's 30 minutes, so you. You want to listen to it again, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say, having talked through this, like, it is an exceptional album. I do like it a lot.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
You guys are here from Montreal, in Guelph for Kazoo Fest.
Yeah.
Is this your first time in Guelph?
No. We came last year. And at the end of January, with a band called Luge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Toronto. I know Luge.
We toured together for like six shows in Ontario, Toronto, Hamilton, Guelph,
Montreal
as well. And we played at the Silence, and it was great. One of the best show we had.
Oh, really?
A lot of cool kids.
Yeah, it was and, nice.
Big surprise. We're there on a Monday night, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
A lot of snow, it was cold, but the crowd was lit.
Oh, nice.
It was great. Yeah, I remember the crowd was touching my hair and they were singing the track, so it was really a fun experience.
It was
really
fun.
Appreciate the people from Guelph, very welcoming, and it's a great town.
Yeah, how does that compare, like, the Guelph scene to Montreal? I guess, basically.
I think it feels like it's a... je sais pas comment dire. Promising town for some new artists. Young artists, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because, yeah, in Montreal we have a lot of fest, a lot of band. But here is something that I really appreciate, is that whoever you are, and whenever you came by to play music, everyone is listening and welcoming, and this is something I want, and this is something I really appreciate. And Montreal, there is kind of a, I don't know how to say it, but the crowd is kind of blasé.
Yeah, yeah, people are like
whatever, dude.
Too cool for the music or whatever. I feel like here it's like people are receptive.
Sometimes I don't see every time, yeah, but that's what I'm feeling.
Have you ever have you heard of Kazoo Fest before now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did you guys get on this lineup?
What's the name of the guy from Labor?
Dan from Baby Labor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was there at the Lucha concert we did at the Silence in Guelph. And he invited us to play at the Kazoo this year. And I'm very happy to be playing there tonight.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be really exciting to see you guys. Yeah, you're going to be playing at the ANAF, the Army, Navy, Air Force Club.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, if things go to plan, I will be there as well and recording your that's set, cool. which we will be hearing very soon in this feature.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, I guess, my first time recording a rock, like, I guess, a hard, mm-hmm. like a loud band. So, I do hope that I do well.
We're going to play super loud, just because you said that.
Oh, no. And you're going to make all the distortions.
Yeah, yeah.
Much greater.
Yeah.
So moving past Kazoo Fest, what can we expect from Blue Nuit in the, I guess, the rest of 2019 to support Le Jardin de Mémoire?
We're playing in Montreal next week for the release of the album. We're going to Fredericton, the Flourish Festival. Also another big project we want to go play in France, which is really important for me. So we'll be working on that, but I can't say nothing about it because it's really embryonnaire.
Yeah, it's in the plans. It's in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Are you going to have any more singles or music videos for the rest of the album?
Yeah, I think we want to make a video for the track Le Ruban Magnétique. Mm. Yeah, this is one of our favorite songs on the album. And we'll be working on that and doing some other shows around Montreal, sure.
Yeah, nice. So it seems now our time together has come to an end for this edition of the Audience in the Observational Tower. Is there anything that I might have missed that you want to say to our good sentries, or any words of wisdom?
No, well, thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope we can meet soon again, for sure.
Well, no, thank you for reaching out to me. Like, it really touches me to be contacted for this kind of opportunity. To me,
that's cool, man.
Yeah, thank you for receiving it. We do appreciate it.
I guess where can we hear your music, and what social medias can people interact with?
You can find us on Facebook for sure. We also have a Bandcamp where you can buy your merch. We have some vinyl, some CD, cassettes, merch. You can also listen to us on Spotify if you want, but we don't like Spotify.
So
you should just go to our Bandcamp and buy your music.
Well, that's the main, you get the support goes right to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Thank you for doing this interview with me. And coming up next, I believe, will be the Blue Nuit performing Kazoo Fest.
Great. Thanks again, man.
Hey, everyone. Holy moly, yep, here we are. Once again, Kazoo Fest 2019. I'm here to remind you of our strict no bullying policy. So if you're a big bully, I'd just, you know, let's talk about it. We'll talk it out and it's going to be fine. But, you know, we're running a tight no bully policy here, okay? So that means I'm going to be leaving very shortly. Ha ha ha! I'd like to introduce Blue Nuit from Montreal. Get a round of applause.
Yeah. message. Magnetic. Thank you, guys.
Passé de demain.
sur l'herbe la lueur de l'aube pénètre à travers les feuillages des arbres du jardin. La lumière est rose et bleue, l'hiver s'en vient, impossible d'y échapper. On va finir congelé dans nos autos, immobiles. Le tableau est fini, il séchera encore sûrement pendant une année. Si on continue de marcher tout droit, nous arriverons sur les hauts plateaux, s'éloigner du monde des vivants. Entrer dans la sauvagerie. La fièvre monte, la force est née, la fièvre monte, les frissons parcourent mon corps. Les flocons de neige tombent dans le parc, on s'embarque encore un peu plus haut dans la sauvagerie. Et les kilomètres défilent, et les kilomètres défilent, et les kilomètres défilent. Ils arrêtent de me rappeler que je suis lent, quand on voyage à dos d'animal, on sait prendre le temps. La force est là, la connerie est là. Le couple de jeunes gens monte à l'hôtel, pour baiser. Les flocons de neige tombent à l'intérieur de leur corps. Pourquoi suis-je toujours en train de fredonner cette chanson? Tu sais, cette fantaisie pastorale, cette chanson, tu sais, qui ferait se pâmer le premier des imbéciles. Rien ne souffre dans ce pied, rien ne souffre dans ce cœur, rien n'a été fait.
Hey. Hey. This is our last song. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Gazoufest. We are Bonjour from Bleu Nuit. Thanks, guys.
Holy smokes, here we are again. Gazoo Fest 2019, Blue Nui, big up. Oh, 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 oh.